you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Battle of snakes than to go with that man there. That's old fashioned. You don't hear that too much no more, Brother Eden, Brother Emmy, Deacon. Nah. But the old way is the best way. I don't care what you're saying. Matthew chapter 2, if you have it, say amen.
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 And verse T. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. When they were come in the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. May we see. They had a song out by the Gap Band. Y'all don't remember that? Come on, now don't get hold on me today, please. They had a song out. And it was called Yawning For Me. Y'all remember that? Keep yawning. But then they jumped down to the fourth song of that album named Outstanding. Well, today, I say Jesus is outstanding.
Amen.
How do you say that? Because like I said just a while ago, when I couldn't even see my own way, when I couldn't even know my left hand from my right hand, full of that go-go juice, sucking on that beer can, smoking on that little weed, he thought I was somebody, and thought that's what Christmas was all about, and I was heading straight to him. That's what made me say he's outstanding.
Yeah.
I know I got some witnesses in here.
Yeah.
We don't have to have a lot of people to have some church. I know I don't have to have nobody to have some church. Because God has been good to me. He's been good to you too. You got some cornflakes in your box. You got a little milk in your box. You got some peanut butter in your box. Some apple jelly in your box. You ought to say thank you. I may not have a turkey in my box, but I got some peanut butter and jelly in my box. I'm going to thank you anyway if I don't have nothing but some water in my box. Because somebody ain't got that in their box. Outstanding. In the text. As I teach for a moment. I'm gonna look at Dr. Luke. You can turn down. But I'm going with Matthew. He was a tax collector. He worked for the IRS, the IRS. You do know that, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Because he says that in Mark 2. When he was sitting at the customer receipt, Jesus walks up to him and says, Father, he was crooked then because he was stealing from poor people.
Yeah.
Amen. Zacchaeus was a crook too. Y'all do know that, don't you? See, Jesus hangs around crooked people. He don't hang around them so-called educated people with PhD behind their name and masters and all that kind of stuff. He don't care about that. It's in the text. They say he hung around some alcoholics. They wasn't trying to kill Jesus. I don't think they were. They were trying to get out. But it was the church that say crucify him. Paul said, what he done so bad, I got to kill him. I whoop him, but I can't crucify the man. Ain't. The Bible says, they came to Jesus. Look at Luke 1. Back there, trainer. Y'all remember that? That song say, bad bag, train.
Get your level.
Yeah, I'm coming at you. See when I was coming up. And when this time of the year would come, we didn't have too much money.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And grandmama used to always say, boy, just a little money from the Lord carries a whole lot of weight. See, I'm old fashioned. And they used to say, if you ain't got no word, you ain't worth a crumb. That's old folks talk. I know I got some witnesses. You look at me like you're crazy. That's okay. I was crazy when I was in the streets. Down in New Orleans in the night ball. Third ball. Uptown, downtown. 17, wherever I'm saying. I was crazy. You know I'm be crazy now. Because I got somebody with me. It's called the Holy Ghost. Something that God used to do. Jesus. Always with his smooth self. Whenever he shows up, Sister Diane, he going to show up. The Bible said that in Luke 1 that there was a priest named Zacharias. And Zacharias, I said this morning, the king, he was a righteous man. Because the Bible said they was devout and they were righteous, him and his wife. In other words, they believed in going to church. I don't get it wrong. Not meaning that they're perfect, but they believed in what they believed in, God. And very early day, the Bible said that he was doing the custom. That's in Luke 1. Go read verse 7 now. Chapter 1, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, go on there. And the Bible said that angel came and stood at the right hand of the altar. Watch this. He says, thou art favored. By this time, next season, y'all gonna have a child. So that got his attention then. I say, what you mean I'm going to have a child? Man, I'm old, man. What you got the wrong person. Yeah. Well, I'm telling God ain't outstanding. I'm trying to talk about outstanding now. Yeah. That man said to a woman, that woman goes to herself down. I know a man that's really outstanding.
Amen.
Because if he deal with us, he got to be outstanding. But we something else. Us folks something else, and I'm on the radio call. We something else. Well, we'll shake one another hand and act like we all bent down. But they had a song out in 75 and say, that's that. You may not have the money, you guys. I may not have a picket fence in the front. But I got Jesus down on the inside. That's all. You'll clean you up, Sister.
Yes,
and when people come to you and talk about you, I know they're going to talk. I say, thank you, Jesus. When they begin to laugh at you, I say, thank you. Because he did say in Matthew with the beatitude.
Yes.
Bless up me when they shall revive you. Don't you know what that means? Cut you. Lie on you. That's part of the ball game. Drew Brees today is the quarterback, ain't it, for the Saints? His job is to be the quarterback, but he's going to get hit every now and then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's start overload your wagon. I'm already going to hold you that much longer. Let me get back to the text. Matt, the text says, the people was outside waiting to come in.
Yes, sir.
But this day was something different about this day here. Because at the usual time, Zechariah would come out and the people would go in and pray and, you know, but this particular day in Luke chapter 1, Luke was a physician.
Yeah.
He stayed longer than he usually did. Because he was having a conversation with Gabriel. Gabriel was the sent angel, which was called the messenger of God. God always got somebody that's going to tell a story and ain't going to lie, deviate. He don't need nobody to add or subtract because he said, don't add or don't take away. He said, if you add anything, I'm going to, you know. I think he said that in the Word. So the Bible said that they had a conversation. And the conversation was about a child being born. But he said, now, look, man, I'm just paraphrasing. It ain't written like that. Now, don't go to my, you know. He's, I could see Zechariah said, look, but he was scared now. Because he was shaking, and he took his right hand and gave him. never have lied. He told the king, that's my sister. And he had black father, black son, Isaac, come along and said the same thing, lie. That's my sister. God said, that ain't your sister. That's the woman I gave you. Sarah was 90 years old, looking like she was 30. Good God. She had to look like something because the king wanted to go to bed with her. He's going to cut up the day. I'm going to put on my hand to see. And I'm full of it. To the checks. Now, he just said, because you don't believe this, I don't know why I can't get out of one. Group one. The Bible said, you can't see the Holy Ghost takes you. See, it ain't me now.
It's all right.
It's the Holy Ghost. And see, the Holy Ghost knows the word. I don't know the word, but the Holy Ghost. Because why? This old flesh got to go back to where it comes from. But putting this in, that's in me, that's in the word. In 1 John 2:14, 15, love not the world. The things that are in the world.
Yeah.
He said that, didn't he? I'm giving you a scripture. Yeah. So back to the text. He said, because you don't believe, I'm going to throw this out to your child. Satan's most powerful weapon to the Christian is to get them to unbelieve. And God's most powerful weapon is to get you to believe. Yeah. Somebody get there. I hope you get there. I'm going to say it again. Satan's number one gender to the Christian is to get them to believe, not to believe. And God's most powerful weapon is to get you to believe. Come here, Hebrews 1, 11 and 1. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Heaven is. Looking at me like a priest. And they never the word of God. Because he said heaven and earth gonna pass away. And that's what it said in Matthew 24, 35. He said, brother, when you open up your Bible, and you get down on your knees and say, Lord, I'm not going over in 18 if you let me live. Because James, my brother James always said, if it's the Lord's will. As we say in chapter 4, we say, if it's the Lord's will. We're not guaranteed to live, walk out of that door here. That's how cold. And we always got to talk about my. Ain't nothing blown shit up for you. Come here, Psalms 24 said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And then that. Come here, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is of God, which is not of. You want some more scriptures? You can't stay. I got to move on. That's going to overload your wagon. I don't want to give too much information out. I wish I had a class on this because we are born because God said, my people are destroyed because of lack of
knowledge.
Jeremiah 6:16 said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk therein. Go read this in your Bible. Jeremiah 6:16. Now here's the text. He said, because you don't believe, you ain't going to be able to talk to this. He's not an angel that gave him everything. He told him what time of the season. He didn't really give him a date, but he told him according to this time, next season, y'all will have a child. He didn't believe. So the angel Gabriel got upset when he didn't get mad. He said, because you don't believe what I say, you ain't going to talk to this child. Come forth. Come here. Soon as that happened, 6 months later, here come Gabriel back to a poor young girl. She was a virgin named Mary. You do know that, don't you? She was engaged and wasn't bothering no pioneer. She was poor thing, poor as Joe's old turkey like we was. Let me tell you something, because we was poor. Well, we could have been out on a ham sandwich, man. We had one ham for Christmas, and that's all we ate off that ham. We ate the fat, everything, the juice, the grease, the... Some of you forgot all about that. That's all we had, man. And old Earl was so black, he was black in me. Y'all know I'm black. Yeah. I was standing along the door, I said, Lord, look at me, I'm all fat. Out of shape, damn, I got a bald spot dealing with your kids. Lord, I know you're going to be going to the military today. You got to be. You got to, Lord. All the hell I'm taking off these people, and you know I ain't drink no hell. No, or something else. You got to be something in New Orleans. If you ain't, they gonna get me. But let me tell you something. God ain't never had a man that was a coward. He always had somebody that would stand up for what was right. Let me tell you something. Jesus was no coward either now. Don't get it twisted. You know in St. John 2:14, he whooped them out the church, didn't he? Made a guard whooped them. So they let you know that right now. And another thing he was a Nazarite. The only two Nazarites in the biblical scriptures is in the book of Judges. You'll find Samson and you'll find Jesus. They didn't play. They would cut your head off. But Jesus humbled himself because he knew that only way I could make this mission possible for my daddy, I got to humble myself even unto death. But then the Bible said in Ephesians and in Philippians 2 and 5, Matt, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbed to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and humbled himself even to the death of the cross. Then he drops down a little bit more and say, every tongue gonna confess. Every knee gonna bow. In heaven, you can see your Bible and give it to you, Philippians chapter 2. And then it drops down back to verse 14. It said, do all things without mumbling and disputing. And then 15 said, work out your own salvation. Amen. That's the word, ain't it? Oh, Lord. Amen. Back to the text. Look at the text. I'm not going to fool with Luke. It's too much. See, the word, when he said meditate on your word, you can't meditate on a whole chapter because our mind ain't but that big. And we're going to forget some stuff because Jesus says in Mark chapter 4, he says, a sower went out to sow. I'm just going to make that for a minute. He said, the sower is the word of God. But when somebody have heard the word and they receive it with gladness and they not real with it, here comes the devil, and the devil gonna take it from you. What I'm trying to say, everybody that come to church ain't coming to church to receive the word. They're coming for some mess. They're coming for trying to disfuse you, trying to upset you, and trying to be out. Somebody come to church to have no church. Oh, that's a towel and everything. Come on, everybody go ahead. Go get my towel, Eugene. The door lock here. Because I'm going to be sweating up here. I ain't got no business sweating. I got, you know, I don't want to be sweating, but I can't help but because God is outstanding. Yeah. That's why he's outstanding. I told old Mac the other day. I can pick old Mac. Man.
Sorry.
I like old Mac. I can't find it. That's all right. Give me some talk, baby. That'd be just as good. Somebody give me some talk, if you don't mind. I don't want to hold you up too long because I know y'all want to go eat y'all dinner and watch the Saints play and watch all of that kind of stuff. But you need to know one thing. If it had not been for that outstanding man, I can't watch no TV because he made it possible for me to have a TV in my house. Amen.
Amen.
Now we in Matthew. Got my glasses there because I can't see the diamond. When they saw the star, they rejoice. Now wait a minute, now they got this thing twisted, church. You mean to tell me this is a baby? And they gonna fall down and worship a baby?
Yeah.
Something wrong with that picture. Yeah. All you gotta do is meditate on it. See, let me tell you something. One thing about this book here, it don't cost much. But if you get in it, I don't care how mean you is. And if you get in it right, it'll change you inside out. And it'll make you go through some stuff that you think you never could go through. When the storms arise and when the trials and tribulations come, when you got this word in you, you can say, I got joy. And the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. You may hit me on this side, Satan. You may hit me on that side. You miss me, Satan, because I done got the book down on the inside. And I'm going to stand because Jesus said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? sit down. I like Medea. Yeah, I love Medea. She got some church on her Instagram. Medea's something else, ain't Medea, if Medea can play with them children, he did. She said, y'all Christians like to pray, I like to punch. That's the truth. The old folks will punch you in a minute. Well, we didn't have much respect. We go down, how many of y'all know about the fight? Grub City. We go down on Thursday night, and they line us up right there. Oh, it's Christmas Eve, I'm gonna have some good time. I don't know about y'all. I ain't got to get full of no weed to have to make me laugh. I used to think that way. Never you and I can have a good time, huh? No need nothing to perk me up. Perked up anyway when I call on the name of Jesus. He'll make you jump. Because when I think about what he has done for me, how he has pulled me up out the Mary Clay, how he set my feet on a hallelujah fire, how he has turned my life upside down. Call me a voodoo man all you want. I'll be there. And something else. Long as I know he know. I ain't trying to please man. Man ain't got no help in hell to put you up me. And that's what's wrong with us now. We trying to keep up with the Joneses instead of trying to keep up with Jesus. Because if you learn more about Jesus, first of all, you would know how to treat one another. And if you do hurt your brother, you'll do like the Bible said. Look, sister, brother, I may have offended you, but I want you to know. And you won't be faking with it, because they'll feel the real. People know when you really fake. You'll say, look, I'm sorry for what I've done, and you ain't gonna do it more. But can I? I'm gonna show you I'm sorry, because I'm. Let's go to lunch right here. That's real. And you're going to go in your pocket, and whatever they like to eat, you're going to sit down with them and eat. You know you may not like it, but you're still going to show that, look, I'm sorry. Because I hurt my sister's feeling. I hurt my brother's feeling. And I know that the Lord don't like that. And I'm trying to reach them all. I may not reach it, but I'm trying. Because the Lord know your heart. Create me a clean heart. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You need to know that when you're following Jesus, you're going to get some tears every now and then. Not from the dope pushers and all that, from inside of the church. Because the church is the one that got all the hell. I know I got to run. It wasn't a crackhead that said crucify him. It wasn't a crackhead that the alcoholic said crucify him. It was the church.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.